Okay. But I think I have a little bit more clarity in some of the nitpidus here in the sugya. So I want to talk that through today. And then next time, probably we'll do Tosfos inside. And most likely, the next one will do Tosfos inside. And Rav Chaim. I'm not quite sure how it'll break down, but the next thing on the agenda is to do Tosfos inside. Let's do Rav Chaim and Hilchos Mamrim. Let's get to the sugya, although it's another issue altogether, but it touches on the sugya about Ishtani. And after the next sugya, Machkes. Okay, I don't think we'll be so much longer on this sugya. But today, I know we actually don't make any promises, but I want to talk to you through the Kuddis today. So, we saw yesterday, Tosfos Ksuvos says that Ishtani, even when you have Ishtani, so it doesn't necessarily mean that we're Dadim only like now. It's like Chayim Mishish in Isaru. We find the lowest common denominator between what the people was originally at the time of the Avera and what the Chiyuv is now at the time of the Chalois. And whatever the lowest common denominator is, you need a Bekalo. That's the meaning. Tosfos says that's the meaning, or at least that could be the meaning of the time. Tosfos Akashus, who happened more things that you're kind of worshiping equivalent like now. So maybe some Achokas has such. But Kapon and Tosfos says that it's at least possible that Ishtani means that it's like Chayim Mishish Esarbu, and he's Nidoin, and he's Nidoin Bekalo. And he said that that's Tosfos Lushitosim. Tosfos and Arsugah learns. And in the verse, Talib Bechamur and Meshach Shaycho, it doesn't mean that there's no Ishtani like Abim Yisakalo. There is Ishtani. But even though it's Ishtani, nonetheless, we give him the Misa HaKala. Meshach Shaycha is when you went downhill. You went from the Misa Hamur down to the Misa Kala. Whereas we give him the Misa Kala, Kala, B'chamur, Meshach Shaycha. So Tosfos and Agamar, that means it's not Ishtani. Tosfos says it means it is Ishtani. Rashi says it's not Ishtani. Without the Misa Kala, it's not Ishtani. But Tosfos says, no, it is Ishtani, Kala. And nonetheless, we give him the Misa Kala, since originally it was Chayiv and Misa Hamur, a Misa that was more Chamur. What's the Pshat? If it's Ishtani, so how do we give him the... So if it's Ishtani, so that's what it means. Tosfos is saying it's Ishtani, it's Ishtani Ktola, but the meaning of Ishtani Ktola is that we give him the Misa Kala, and that's exactly what Kala B'chamur Meshach Shaycha means. So Lefi Tosfos. Yeah, and Tosfos then has a kasha, because the Gemara in Ksuvah says that if you hold the Shtani, that a Kohen who was Nismane and became a Kohen Gadol, he should bring the carbon of a Kohen Gadol. Tosfos says, why? The whole meaning of the Shtani is that Kalav is that it's like Chayav Mishish and Asaru. You give him the Kalav. You give him the lowest common denominator. But by the two carbonists, there is no lowest common denominator. So there he's Hakapot. Tosfos remains by a kasha. Tosfos doesn't have a teres for that. But Hakapot, you see in Tosfos the Havana. That Ishtani means that now he has both dinim. He has the original din and he has this din. Therefore, but Poyel will give him the Misa HaKala, the lowest common denominator is Kala B'chamur Meshach Shaycha. Lefi Tosfos now. When we're talking about a case where the Misa changed uphill, like Rav Chanina's case, we went from Misa Kala up to a Misa Chamur. What needs explaining, according to Tosfos, is why not give him the Misa HaKala. Rav Chanina says Ishtani. Okay, Ishtani. Ishtani means that it's like Chayiv Mishish and Nisarbu, and we give him the Misa HaKala. So why does Rav Chanina say Potter? Let's give him the original Misa HaKala. So Tosfos addresses that by us. And Tosfos says, that's the last part of the Tosfos, and Tosfos says that nonetheless there's a Svara that we can't give him now a Misa that's more Chomer, that we can't give him now, it's more Kala, we can't give him now a Misa that's different than the Misa in the Shayach to now. Since right now, it's like an extra svar, which maybe needs answer, but there's an extra svar. Since right now his din is to have the Misa HaChamura, we can only give him right now the Misa that he's Shayach to right now. If right now he's Shayach to the Misa HaChamura, we can't give him the Misa HaKala, despite the fact that it's Chayav Mishish and Asadu. That needs an answer. But the point that I want to say is that Lefi Tosfos, what needs explaining in Rav Chanina, when we went uphill and Rav Chanina says Potter, what needs explaining is why not give him the Misa HaKala. And Tosfos explains because right now he's shy to the Misa HaChamur. So the reason why we can't, you know, the reason why we can't kill him is because he, right now his din is to have the misa chamur. So even though really it's chayim mishus nesarvo, we should give him misa kalo. But there's an extra factor over here that we can't give him a misa that's not the misa that he's shayach to right now. That's shittas hataisus. Rashi not mashma that way. First of all, Rashi in Ksuvas says beferish that dishtani means we give him the din of right now. We go bosar hashtel garment. That itself is not so muchuk, because Rashi is explaining the Gemara about a kohen gadol. So Tosfos also agrees that that's what it seems to say in the Gemara. Tosfos says, yeah, I don't understand it. L'chayr, let's give him the misakal. Let's give him the lowest common denominator. But in Agamar, also Rashi not mashma like Tosfos. Because in Agamar, when Rashi is explaining Rav Chanina, Rav Chanina says, potter. So if he Tosfos, why potter? Really, you should give him the lowest common denominator, which is the Misa Kala, the original Misa, the Misa Kala. Remember, we're going up, and if we're going up, uphill. So we should give him the Misa Kala, the lowest common denominator. Need him the Kala. Why don't we? Why does Chanina Lemaisa say Potter? So Taisu says, because right now, we can't, right now, since he's shy after the Misa Chamur, we can't give him the Misa Kala. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi had a different answer. Rashi explains the Ptur by addressing the original Misa. And Rashi says that since it's a Shtani, so really we ought to give him the Misa Chamura. We can't do it. That was Rashi at the beginning of the Gemara. Rashi said, Nishtanis Misosai. V'ilovet hoshtu boilam adayne b'skilo. V'ulo yechayev b'hayam v'ho Misa. But he's not chayev skilo. Hilkoch potter. And what it says in Rashi is that since it's a Shtani, what we really have to give him the Misa is the Misa of skilo. Because Rashi learned that a Shtani means we go completely bosar hashtu. And therefore his din really was nishtana that he should get the misa of skila. So why not give him skila? So Rashi says, because there's a problem in laxing the machayev. Since when he did the Adveira, he was only chayev sayev. So it laxed in the machayev. But the din really changed up to skila. Because that's what ishtani means. That the din changes up. And he really ought to be getting skila. But we can't give him skila because it laxed in the machayev. Because there's no machayev for skila, so we can't give it to him. It's a very nice bit in places. Like, what needs the explaining? When we want to explain the Torah of Chanina, when we want to explain why he's potter, Ishtani. Why is he potter legamri? So Lefi Rashi, Lefi Tosfos, the explaining what needs explaining is why not give him the Misa Akala? Because that Lefi Tosfos, what Ishtani basically means, give him the Misa Akala. It's like Chayvim Mishus and Nisaru. So Tosfos has to explain to Rav Chanina why not give him the Misa Akala. Because that's what we want to do. Ishtani really means give him the Misa Kala, the lowest common denominator. So Tais explains, no, we can't give him the Misa Kala because right now he's shy from the Misa Chamur. So we can't give him a Misa right now that's the wrong Misa, even if it's more Kala. Lefi Rashi, when Rashi explains the Ptur, he explains why we can't give him the Misa Chamur. Because Ishtani basically means we should give him what he's chayiv in right now, which is the Misa Chamur. So we want to explain the Ptur, what we're explaining is why not give him the Misa Chamura? So Rashi, we can't give him the Misa Chamura because it lacks in the Mechayim. So here I think you see kind of two different Havanas. That the Tosfos Ishtani means the lowest common denominator, the Misa Kala. And that's Kala B'Chamura Meshach Shaykh, give him the Misa Kala. Whereas Lefi Rashi, Ishtani means give him what he's Chayim right now. And Rashi L'Shit Tosoi, because then what does the word mean Kala B'Chamura Meshach Shaykh? Right? If you're supposed to get chayiv right now, kala b'chamur meishich shaycha. What is kala b'chamur meishich shaycha? Rashi says it means that it's not ishtani. L'gabi the misakal, it's not ishtani. Meaning it's no different than what he had at the time of the mechayiv. Goes Lefi Tosfos Kala B'Chamura Meshach Shaycha means it is Ishtani, and that's exactly what Ishtani does. Ishtani makes it that you get the Misa Kala, and that's exactly Kala B'Chamura Meshach Shaycha, because you always give him the lowest common denominator. And Ka'omer in Rav Chanina, where you went uphill, Tosfos has to explain an extra factor that we can't give him the Misa Kala because right now he's more Shaycha than the Misa Chamura. But basically Ishtani means we give him the Misa Kala. And therefore, Kala B'Chamur Meshach Shaycha doesn't mean it's not Ishtani. It means that it is Ishtani, but that's exactly what Ishtani means, to give him the Misa Kala. But Lefi Rashi, Ishtani means to give him the Misa that he's Chayiv in now. And in Rav Chanina, the issue is we want to give him Skila. but we can't give him a skila because it lacks in the mechayim. It could be that Lefi Rashi, Taisus Kashim Ksuvus about the Kohen Gadol is not Shem. Taisus was bought, Taisus, because Lefi Rashi, Shtani really means that we go Boser Hashta completely. I think that's the Lashon out of the Gemara Ksuvus in front. I don't have the Gemara Ksuvus here. That's like those are lying. Maybe not so much to build on the logic. Akoponim, Lefi Rashi. At least that's a shrift in the Gemara about Kohen Gadol. Fundamentally, Rashi holds the Shtani means we go completely after what he is now. Kedahashta. So why does Yochanina say Potter? Why not give him a skilo? You went uphill from Sayef to skilo. So Yochanina says that you're Potter. Why are you Potter? Let's give him a din right now of skilo. Says Rashi, we can't give him a skilo because he wasn't Mishayev skilo. So his din really is meskila, but we can't give it to him because it lacks in the mechayim. He was the aver that he did was not mechayim meskila. So even though now his din is meskila, we can't do it because it lacks in the mechayim. It could be that by korban that's not shaykh. By korban, I'm not sure. Maybe he needs to have fine riots. It could be that by korban, let's say somebody was originally a hedyot and then he became a kohen gadol. So as a hedyot, this korban is regular chatas yoch. Now he's a kohen gadol, he has to bring a special kind of chatas of a kohen mashiach. I'm not sure that you have to have when he ate the chaylev. That the chaylev has to be mechayiv specifically in the carbon that is in the specific kind of carbon that he's going to bring. The carbon is mechayiv that needs to have a kapara. How does he get the kapara? He brings a chatos. What chatos does he bring? Well, that's telling him what he is. If he's a hedyot, he brings a chatos yochid. If he's a kohen gadol, he brings a chatos of a kohen mashiach. That doesn't necessarily have to be built into the mechayiv. The chaylev is mechayiv in a kapara. He gets the kapara now by bringing a carbon. What carbon should he bring? What carbon does he have a din to bring? Well, that's the shiloh. Do we say ishtani or not? If we say ishtani, so then the carbon that he has to bring is the carbon of the chalois, the carbon that he has to bring is the carbon of the yediyah. That's the chalois achiyuv. If you don't say ishtani, then the carbon that he has to bring is the carbon that he would have is the carbon that he had to bring at the time of the achila, because we go basa mekar. So fine. So now what carbon to bring? That's totally ishtani, lo ishtani. We go basa mekar. We go basa hashto. But you don't have to worry about the mechayev. The mechayev is an easy kapar. It's not like Misa. By Misa, you have to mechayiv yourself. If you're going to give him a Misa Chamur, you have to mechayiv himself in a Misa Chamur. So there, there's an issue that it lacks in the mechayiv. So Rashi, I think it could be that Lefi Rashi, this Tosis Kashing Suv is altogether not sure. Now, as according to Rashi, fundamentally, Ishtani means we go totally Boser Hashto. If you don't say Ishtani, we go totally Boser Meikara. Just as an extra thing by Chayvi Misas, that if you went uphill, we can't give you the Misa Chamur because it lacks the Mechayev for the Misa Chamur. Like Rashi said, being in the Sugi. And that particular consideration, you don't have by a Kohen Gadol. You don't have to be Mechayev yourself from the carbon of a Kohen Gadol. You have to Mechayev yourself in a Kapara. We just want to know what Chata should you bring? Well, who are you? That depends on the Adisha and the Din of Ishtani and Lo Ishtani. Now, Sheikhan, if he tells us that Ishtani means that he's Nina Bekala. That's the meaning of Ishtani, because that's what tells us the red Kala Bechamur Meshach Shaifa. That it is Ishtani, but he's Nina Bekala. So if he tells us Ishtani means nidam bekalu, like it's not just kidahashta. He has both dinim, and we give him the lowest common denominator. In fact, tells us by a carbon there is no lowest common denominator. So he should have to be polter. So why does the Gemara think he should bring the carbon of a kohen gadol? He should be polter legamet. I just listen to some of Rashi. Maybe that kash is altogether not shvet. That's one nekud. A second of the So we have, again, the basic outline of the sugya. We have Rav Chanina, that if he went uphill from Misa Kala to Misa Chamura, we say Ishtani, and he's Potter. So what wants to bring a Rai from Mitzrayim Barat? The Mishnah says by Mitzrayim Barat that he's Potter. If he was Higdal before the Gemara, if he was Higdal Hazokim before the Gemara, he's Potter. So you see that. Like Rav Chanina, it's Ishtani and he's Potter. So Mar is Doicha. Mar is Doicha the Raya. And Mar says, Shani Hochel, the Ovid has to lab back to Allah. Here it's different because now he's Potter Lugamit. His din now is to be Potter Lugamit. So what's the pshat in the Gemara's text? So the Ramah learns that the Gemara is answering that that yes, you see from this Mishnah there's a din of Ishtani, but maybe we only say Ishtani when you went from Chiyuv to Ptur. That's a very radical change. So then we say Ishtani. But when you go from Chiyuv to Chiyuv, maybe we don't say Ishtani at all. So there's no riot of Chaninis to the halacha of Ishtani altogether. Rashi doesn't learn the way. Rashi says the Gemara's Tchi is Shani Hochel Yilu Ovid Hashto La Baktolo Aval Hochel Yilu Ovid Hashto Baktolo Habi. So therefore, Afal Gav, the Nishtana Dinoi, there is Ishtani. Nishtana Dinoi, when we saw Soi, I'm sorry, I'm reading wrong. Shani Hochel Yilu Ovid Hashto La Baktolo. In the case of Mitzvah Emara, now he's Potter. Aval Hochel, by the case of Rav Chanino, Yilu Ovid Hashto Baktolo Habi. Right now he's Chayev. The afal gav the nishdana dina yomisosai loy mifter dainin le bedina the hashta. Rashi says that even in the tchiya by Rav Chanina it's still ishtani. But we're just saying, let's see, posh pshat in Rashi. The most tchiya is yes. You see over the posh pshat in Rashi is that the Gemara is saying yes, there is a raya here to ishtani. You do see by Mansoy Mura the concept of Ishtani, that we go Basar Hashtor. But over here, but you don't see, you don't see necessarily in Chanina's case, you potter. Because over here, in the case of Mansoy Mura, if you go Basar Hashtor, so Hashtor is a Ptur, so he's potter. In the case of Rav Chanina, if you go Basar Hashtor, then he gets the Misa Chamura, because we went uphill. So maybe Taki gets the Misa Chamura Ka Hashtor. So it sounds like Rashi learning. That La'ilum from Ben Tzoyer Meir, we really do have a raya that we say Ishtani. And that we go Basar Hashtar. That is a good proof. That we do go Basar Hashtar. And we do say Ishtani. So what is it? But the only thing is, but it's not a proof to Rav Chanina's extra knage that once you go uphill, so he's spoke to the Gamer. Because it lacks the Machai we said before. That you can't prove from the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah, you go Basar Hashtar and Hashtar spoke. In Rav Chanina's case, maybe you go Basar Hashtar and you take a Chayef Kahashtar in the Misa Chamur. L'chor, that's what sounds like what Rashi is saying. L'fi says out that from Mitzvah Yomar, it's Taka Mukuch that you say Ishtani. It's not Mukuch the other Nekudah of Chanina, that therefore there's no Mechayev, it lacks the Mechayev and you put the Lagami. That you can't prove from Mitzvah Yomar. But the Etzim idea of Ishtani that we go Basar Hashtar, Taka says in the Mishnah Mitzvah Yomar. That's the L'chor what it says in Rashi. The problem with that is that if that's the case, first of all, then it means that we've already proved from Mansoy Meir that we go Basar Hashtar, that we say Ishtani. All we haven't proven is the extra Nekudah of Rav Chanina, that therefore you're potter because there's no Mechayev. But the fundamental Ishtani that we go Basar Hashtar, it already says in Mansoy Meir. So question number one is, so what is the way I have to bring another proof from Sorcha V'Afrach Boga? That's also only proof that we go Basar Hashtar. That's not a proof to the extra Kneser of Rav Chanina, that therefore you're potter L'Gamri. That in the case of Sorcha V'Afrach Boga, you went downhill, you're not potter L'Gamri. He just gave him the din of nap. So that we already know from Mitzvah Yomara. The kids say, what do we see in Sorcha V'Achakach Bagra that we don't already know from Mitzvah Yomara? What do you say about Mitzvah Yomara? That in a case where you went down, here, Mitzvah Yomara is from Chiyuv to Ptur, but the bottom line is you went down and you bought her. So by Sorcha V'Achakach Bagra, it goes down and she's only Chayav Chenet. It's exactly the same thing as what we already proved from Mitzvah Yomara, so why is the Mara bringing another proof? And number two, it's going to be Shel of Hirashi, Rav Chanina, who takes cholok by Sorcha V'Achakach Bagra, and he's Magia. That in order to say that he's needed beskila, you go basa mekara, and you don't say ishtani. So what does he do with the Mishnah in Mitzvah Yomar? In Mitzvah Yomar, it says we say ishtani, and you go basa hashta. What's Rav Yochanan with the Mishnah in Mitzvah Yomar? Say yes, see, that's the or did they pour them anywhere? That's the one of the glaring problems here, structural problems in the sugya of the Rashi. So therefore, I think that you have to say that when the Gemara answered by Mitzvah Yomar, the Ovid Hashto Potter. The Ovid Hashto La Baktolu. It might mean something else. The Gemara means that since now he's Potter, so that's a Sibah HaPeteres unto itself. The fact that now, before the Gemara Din, he became Potter, Never mind Ishtani. Irrelevant of Ishtani. Ishtani is a shayla. What's the measure of the chiyuv? The chiyuv can make koras. The chiyuv can hashta. The Gemara's Gemara thought, oh, you see from the Sarah Murray that you say Ishtani. The Gemara's being doicha, no, it's not right you say Ishtani. Maybe La'olam, you don't say Ishtani, you do say Ishtani. Here's a different issue. Here, right now, Yoed Hashto, Labartolu, right now, he's Potu Lagamri. If he's Potu Lagamri, the fact that right now he's Potu Lagamri is a new Siba Beteris. Because we can now be Matzil him. By saying, because it's a new Tainus Ptur. Ilu Oved Hashto Labak Tolu, right now already he's Potter. He's in a state already where he has a Ptur, because he's already a Golo. So we can now take the fact that right now, Ilu Oved Hashto Labak Tolu, and that's a Tainus Ptur. And we can use that to be Matzilim and to torpedo the Chiv. I think it's and Emes. I think it's Mefurish in Rashi, because Rashi Taka says that the din of the Mishnah that he's potter koyding my din, and he's not potter achang my din. Rashi has to do with that with that solo. Rashi after the gemadin, it doesn't help that he was hikav hazochon, because we don't do atzolo anymore. We only do atzolo koyding my din. Very strange Rashi. I met a Rashi in the very beginning. What it was? Hatzolah. The morning Ksuv talks about carbon. There's no Hatzolah by carbon. You see the Feish in the Rashi. The Rashi learned that the fact that if he's Hikif Hazokun, he becomes Potter when it's Kaidim Gmardin, has to do with the fact that Kaidim Gmardin, we can still do Hatzolah. So it's Mefurish in Rashi, I think. It's Mefurish in Rashi that this Svara, now he's Potter, and therefore he's off. Now he's not a Baktol anymore. He's a Gadol, and a Gadol is not a Baktol. It's not a regular din of Ishtani. It's a new Siba Peteris. Since right now he has a Ptur being a Godol, we can use that Ptur to be Masalim and to Pater. It's a new Tainus Ptur. And therefore it's irrelevant to the discussion of Ishtani. Ishtani is when you go Mechiv L'Chiv. Mechiv L'Chiv is no Atzal. Mechiv L'Chiv is the Shaila. What Ptola does he get? So that's the Shaila of Ishtani. Do we go Basar Mekor? Do we go Basar Ashto? The Gemara is saying, but here there's a new Svara by Ben Sarah Meir. By Ben Sarah Meir, it could be that we don't say Ishtani at all. It could be like, maybe we don't even say it. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is right. But that's really the answer. I think this is the answer to what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan knows you don't say Ishtani. Rabbi Yochanan knows you go Basar Meikar. So how does he explain Ben Sarah Meir? The Torah says by Ben Sarah Meir, since Ilu Hovud had, Rabbi Yochanan knows when you have Chiyuv, now there's a Chiyuv, before there was a Chiyuv, we want to know which Chiyuv you should get. So Rabbi Yochanan knows you go Basar Meikar. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't know from Ishtani. By Ben Sayyid Mur is a different shayla, not which chiv we should get. By Ben Sayyid Mur, there's a new Sibas Ptur. Because he loved it, has to allow back to Alu, that allows us to do a Hatzolah. And Rashi, and therefore it's called. Rashi read that into the Gemara, he loved it, has to allow back to Alu. He loved it, has to allow back to Alu, means he has a new Sibas Ptur, a new Tainus Ptur, and therefore he could do Hatzolah. And the emes is, if that's the case. So first of all, and therefore, from the Sarah Murray, you don't see anything about Ishtani. I don't see that you do say Ishtani. I don't see that you don't say Ishtani. But the Sarah Murray is a whole definition. There's a Tainus Ptur, and therefore there's Atzol. And that's why, from the Sarah Murray, I really haven't proved Ishtani at all. That's why the Gemara later on brings from Sarah Chaviachach Bogra. Because, you know, before he asked, what do you mean? We already proved Ishtani from the Sarah Murray. What do you bring from Sarah Chaviachach Bogra? No, we didn't. From Ben Sarah Murray, you don't see anything about Ishtani. Could be like, it's Lo Ishtani. But Ben Sarah Murray, there's a new Tainus Ptur. By Sarah Chaviachach Bogra, there's no Tainus Ptur. You go to Mechiv L'Chiv. So there he takes the Halacha of Ishtani. And the truth is, if this is the case, then Rashi really could have said, an Akimor of Shiny Hochlo, the Lovat Hashtalab Bakhtolu, which the way I'm explaining means there's a new Sivas Ptur over here, it's irrelevant to Ishtani. So Rashi could have said, and that therefore maybe Berav Chaini, we don't see Ishtani at all, and we go Basar Meikar. Rashi could have said that also. Didn't have to say we go Kiyahu. Because from Mitzvah Mara, I don't see anything. Maybe Loyal, maybe it is Ishtani, maybe it's Loy Ishtani. The main point of the Gemara is Ben Sarah Mara is there's a Sivas Ptur. So if I was Rashi and I was explaining that line of the Gemara, so I could have said, here's a Ptur, because now he's not a Baktola, that's a Siba Peteris, Ka'amur. Mashenkin, in the case of Rabbi Chanina, of the Benoyach, we went up to being Yisrael, and now it's a Misa. And the case of Rav Chanina, maybe we go Bosa Mekar, maybe we don't say Yishtani. Rashi could have said that. I think the Emes Rashi Taka could have said that. But I think the reason why Rashi didn't say it that way is because then it would have been, because then it might have been mashed to a reader. If Rashi would have said, here, right now, is not a Bak Tola. But Sheen Kane, in the case of Rav Chanina, we go Bosa Mekar. So to a reader, it might sound like Rashi's saying like the Ramah. That here, since you went to Chiv Lep Tu, we say Yishtani. But Sheen Kane, in Rav Chanina's case, we don't say Yishtani. The Gemara is saying Chilukim in Yishtani. Chiv Lep Tu, there is Yishtani, and Chiv Lep Chiv, there's no Yishtani. So Rashi doesn't want you to think that way. No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying nothing to do with Ishtani. Maybe La'olam there is no Ishtani and you give him the Misa Chamorah right now. But Ben Tzayim Mari would still be Potter because there's a new Siva Pateras. The main point of the Gemara is that Ben Tzayim Mari is a new Ptur and has nothing to do with Ishtani. So therefore Rashi says it B'loshin Zed. He could have said, therefore, maybe for all we know, maybe Rechmini does know from Ishtani. But he doesn't want to say it in that Nusuch because that would be mashma like the Ramah, that Kilu were saying Chilukim in Ishtani. Here there's no Ishtani, there by Ben Soy Murray there is Ishtani, and by Rav Chanina there's no Ishtani, and Rashi, that's not the Pshat. It's not that by Ben Soy Murray that by Ben Soy Murray there is Ishtani. And that's by Ben Soy Murray I don't care about Ishtani. Because he has a new Ptur of the fact that he's Potter now, we can do Hatzol. So therefore Rashi says in a way not to create that misconception. Of course, now Rashi created a different misconception, maybe. But like a point, Rashi doesn't want to create that misconception. So therefore, Rashi says, maybe La'olam Rav Chanina's case, we give him. Maybe we do say Ishtani, and we give him, and not Ishtani that he's potter. Maybe Ishtani that he's even chayev the misa chamur. Very surprising kind of Ishtani. That we go uphill and give him the misa chamur. We don't worry about the mechayev. Maybe even that's true. We say Ishtani. But Mitzrayim Meira has nothing to do with Ishtani. Mitzrayim Meira is not because of Ishtani. By Mitzrayim Meira, it's because there's a Sibah Pateres. The Rashi is a little bit sosim. But still, I think the Hefer Chashmur, this is, I think, what's going on in the Rashi. And I think very much that that's the pshat in the Rashi, in the Mishnah, why Rashi introduced the notion of Atzalah. Because Rashi needs to explain exactly this. Rav Yochanan holds we go bosa mekar, Mestam we pass like Rav Yochanan, the Rambam passes like Rav Yochanan. So we go bosa mekar. And even if we don't do it, we have to deal with Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan holds you go bosa mekar. If you go bosa mekar, so what's the pshat in Mitzrayim? Who cares that right now he's not a Bak Tola? But we go Bosa Mekar. Rav Yochanan doesn't hold from Ishtani. So the Gemara's teretz of Yilovet has to lab Bak Tola has to cover Rav Yochanan too. So therefore Rashi learned the Gemara's teretz of Yilovet. So the Ramah has an Eitzer. Ramah holds it's a super Ishtani, even Rav Yochanan agrees. The Chivul Tur is a super Ishtani, that's what happened in Gemara's teretz. Rashi didn't have that. And Rashi learned the Gemara's teretz, Yilovet has to lab Bak Tola has nothing to do with Ishtani. Yilovet has to lab Bak Tola means I don't care about Ishtani. For all I know, you could go Bosa Mekar. There's a new Siva Peteris that right now Yilovet has to lab Bak Tola, and that's a Hatzolah, that's a Tainus Ptur. There's a Tainus Ptur in his behalf right now, the way where he's holding now, he can't be a, if he would do it now, he wouldn't be a Mitzrayim Meir. That's a Tainus Ptur. And Mimele were able to pop it. Mashenkin Lachag Madin, I think maybe, and this is maybe why Lachag Madin, Rashi has to add this Nikud also. Rashi, what about after Gmadin? After Gmadin, we already don't do Hatzol. So one of the questions I had was, what does Rashi need to have after Gmadin if there's nothing to talk about? You see, it's like in a carbon after the Yadir. Nobody ever said if it was in Samana after the Yadir that the carbon should change. The Gmadin is there's the Chalak Sechiyuv. Why does it even need any explaining? What happens after the Gmadin? Lefisa, it could be, it still needs explaining. Because even after the Gmadin, if there's a new Tainus Ptur, that you over has to lab back to you. That's a new tainus p'tur. So maybe I could have even after gemadin. Even after gemadin, you're dragging him off to the scaffold. He can say, "Oh, one second, ilu over has to ilu avidna has to lab back to lano." So that should be a new tainus p'tur. We should be able to be matzal him right now. Again, Mela, if you talk about dinim of ishtani, you go bus to make kor, you go bus or hashta. So there's no question that gemadin is the terminus. There's no hashta after the gemadin. In Ksubis, we're talking about, you know, Mekora and Achshav. So there's the Shasa Echil Sachailiv and the Shasa Yediyah. There's nothing later than that. The Chalois Echil, that's the end of the story. But here it turns out there's a new consideration. The fact that he's Potter now is a new Tainus Ptur. It's a new Tainus Ptur that Ilu Ovid has to lab back to Olu. Maybe that's even after Gemadin. So I have to say no, because after Gemadin there's no more Hatzol. So a Tainus Ptur, you want to be matzing with a Tainus Ptur, then you can't do it after the Gemadin. Tainus Ptur is only Chaydim Gemadin, not Lachak Gemadin. And it could be it addresses a not quite sure, but it could be that it even addresses, you know, the Ramayas and Rashi. What do you mean? After Gmadin, we also do Hatzalah. After Gmadin, if somebody says, you know, Amar Echad Yeshu Laman Uluschus, we also do Hatzalah. That's a different kind of Hatzalah. Then we're talking about somebody says you're making a mistake, there's no evidence. That kind of Hatzalah we do after Gmadin. Here's something else. Here, it's a tiny tour of Ilu Ovid Hasul Abrak Tolu. That it, within the Din Torah, there's a Tzad Ptur that we can't be Lechayevim. So that Tzad Ptur within the Din Torah, that's only claiming of Adin Al Achak Mani. You know, the Masu Matan of the Din ends with the Gemadin. So before the Gemadin, part of the Masu Matan could be Yilovet Hashul Abak Tolu. But after the Gemadin, that already you can't do. That's already finished. The Gemadin was. So all the Masu Matan is over, and there's no longer a time of Yilovet Hashul Abak Tolu. Anyway, the main nakuda here in this second half that I'm saying, basically two things I was involved with. Turns out, I think it's going to be a short share. Basically, the two nakudas here that I wanted, I'll up with you in a second. Two nakudas here that I said today. The first nakuda was, I think, to work through this part that I think is machlekes Rashi and Tosafot over here, the basic meaning of Ishtani. The Tosafot's Ishtani means that it's like Haimim Yisishan Isarbu, and it's Nidim Bakalim. And that's Gufa the Pshat and Kalim Bachamur and Meshach Shaychim, that it's Nidim Bakalim. Tais therefore has problems with the Gemara and Ksuvas about Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says if it's Ishtari, you give him the carbon of a Kohen Gadol. Tais says, what do you mean? You have to give him the lowest common denominator, and by carbonus there is no lowest common denominator, so we should be potter. Tais says it doesn't have a teretz for that. But that's Tais's shita, that Ishtari means that we give him the lowest common denominator. And Lefi Tais, when he comes to Rav Chanina, where the thing went uphill, and the halach is that he's potter, what Tais needs to explain is why don't you give him the Misa Kala? After all, Ishtari, give him the Misa Kala. So Taisus introduces a new idea. The Maisa, we can't give him the Misa Kala if right now he's more shy after the Misa Chamor. Whatever that means. But that's basically the structure of Taisus. It's also the Shmaitz according to Taisus. And Lefi Rashi, on the other hand, Ishtari means we give him the Din of Hashta completely. We go Bosar Hashta, his Din is Kahashta. And this way he went uphill, his Din ought to be Beskil if you say Ishtari. But the Misa Chamor, nonetheless, Rav Chanina says Potter. Because Rav Chanina says Potter because it lacks in the Mechayev. That's I said that it could be Lefi Rashi, Rashi from Kohen Gadol at all. Because maybe there you don't have that story. You have to have a Mechayev for the specific carbon. You have to have a Mechayev. It's Chayev a Kapar. But there's no new story. You have to have a Mechayev for the particular carbon of a Kohen Gadol. So we just want to know what is he? Is he a Kohen Hedid or is he a Kohen Gadol? Well, got to be this carbon. That's totally Nishtani, lo Yishtani. If you say Yishtani, we go Boser Hashmi. If you don't say Yishtani, then we go Boser Mekar. So if you're Tosis, if you're Rashi, maybe Tosis Kashav, they would not be Shem. Yeah. That was one of the good. And then the second thing they wanted me about today. That I want to move on today is to address this basic problem in the structure of the sugya of Rashi. That the chayra from Mensora Mori already see Ishtani. But Rashi learns the Gemara is the shiny hoch of the Yilovet Hashtash to Labrak Tolu. The Gemara is the chayra by Mensora Mori. We thought Mensora Mori is the writer of Chanin, who would say Ishtani. And the Gemara is doicha, no, now he's called. Yilovet Hashtash to Labrak Tolu. And the Pasha to Mashmois and Rashi, the Ramah is a different thing. The Ramah learns it means that we really don't say Ishtani. But a super Ishtani, we say. Ishtani mechivel of tour, that we say it. Okay, so then you don't have any problems. But Rashi doesn't learn the Gemara that way. Rashi learns the Gemara saying, maybe we, that le'olam, Rashi learns the Gemara saying, Rashi sounds like he's saying, the Gemara is saying, yes, we say Ishtani, but, and we go Boser Hashto, but maybe in Rav Chanina's case, we should say Ishtani, give him the Misa Chamur. So it sounds like, according to Rashi, that even after the Gemara is Tchiyot, you still see Ishtani by Ben Sari Mer. The fact that he's potter by Ben Sari Mer means that there's Ishtani. And that's very difficult from the Hemshech of Gemara. Because then what does Gemara want from Sorcha V'Achakach Bogor? That we say Ishtani? We already know Ishtani from Ben Sari Mer. And even more, what is Rabbi Yochanan going to do with the Mishnah? Rabbi Yochanan does not hold from Ishtani. What do you do with the Mishnah? And the Mishnah says Ishtani. So that's what I want to introduce. And I think that's the pshat in the Rashi about Hatzolah. Rashi throws into the Mishnah this new concept of Hatzolah. Ishtani has to come out to Hatzolah. In Ksuvas by Karbonis, there's Hatzolah. What was wrong with the sugya the way it was? Why introduce this new factor of Hatzolah? So that's the pshat in the Rashi. The Rashi in the Gemara's Teretz of Shani Hochadi Lo Avad Hashem Labrak Talu does not mean that we say Ishtani and therefore he's Potter. By Ben Sorma we say Ishtani and therefore he's Potter because now he's in his Lutur. That's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that Lo Avad Hashem Labrak Talu is a new Siba by Teretz and it's a relevant Ishtani. You could say Ishtani, you could say Lo Ishtani, it doesn't make a difference. It's Machnit Ois. There's a new Siba by Teretz that right now is Lo Avad Hashem Labrak Talu. And that Siba Pateres has to do with the fact that there's a new Svar by Nefashas, by the Nefashas that we do at Solo. So if we do at Solo, and right now, Ilu Ovid Hasul Arbak Tolu, that's a Siba Pateres that we could be Matzalim. And that's true, Ben Rav Chanina, Ben Rav Yochanan, whether you say Ishtani, whether you don't say Ishtani, doesn't make a difference. Here it's a new Siba Pateres, and that's what Rashi explains in the Mishnah. Kedim Radin is a Siba Pateres, Lachag Madinat. Mela, that's how we read the Mishnah doesn't present a problem for Rav Yochanan either. Because even Rabbi Yochanan says that you go bosom make her, but he agrees here there's a new hatsolo that he will have to back tolo. Okay, that's what I wanted to write. You still got your hand up. No, but that's what's mischadish in the Teretz. The Gemara thought that the Mishnah is because of Ishtani. In which case, it's Taka Mukhav that Ishtani. The Gemara says, no, Ilo Ovid Hashem, Labrak Tolu, it's nothing to do with Ishtani. It's a new Siba Pateres. What? Which part of the way are you going on? Right, there is mischadish in the new Siba Pateres. The Gemara then asks, the Gemara is from after Gemadin, correct? The Gemara, but it says that after Gemadin, then he's after Gemadin, then he's Chayiv. So the Gemara's Kasha would be, okay, maybe you don't have the Siba, maybe you don't have the Titus, maybe you don't have the new Siba Pateras, but let it be Potter Asishtani.
Which Ishtani?
The regular conventional Ishtani, of Chanina's Ishtani. You're right, and the truth is maybe there's an akudi that I was not going to address this, but maybe I'll address it. I should address it. After Gemara's first Gemara brought the Reisha, a Raya to Rav Hanina, and the Gemara says Shani Hocha Dilo Hashem Labrak Tolu, which I'm saying means that there's new Siba Peteris that is of Atzolo. Then the Gemara turns around and says, "So Toshma, what about the Seif in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says after Gemadin he's Chayev." Gemara says, why is he chayev? The Gemara answer is because he's a gavra ketelu. So it's not clear what's the Gemara asking. Is the Gemara asking that after the Gemadin there should be a Siba Pateras? This new Siba Pateras of Atzolo? And the Gemara is answering, no, he's a gavra ketelu, there's no more Atzolo. Which might be because the Lashon of the Mishnah is that way. The Lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah is Mishigar Medinoi Havik a gavra ketelu v'shuv Eilon al chapis b'shusar. So maybe that's what the Gemara means. Or does the Gemara mean that? Right. The problem is that Rashi's mashma that when the Gemara asked from the Sefer, it wasn't asking on this new svara of a Siba Pateres. It was still asking in Rav Chanina. Rashi says Tiyufta mi Sefer, Toshmat Tiyufta mi Sefer. It sounds like it's a kasha in Rav Chanina. That means the Gemara's kasha from the Sefer is not a kasha on this newfangled word that we just invented about Hatzala. That we can understand after Gemadin. There's no Hatzala. It's a kasha in Rav Chanina that we say Ishtani. Rav Chanina, you still hold from Ishtani. Forget everything else. Rav Chanina, you hold from Ishtani. Then we go Boser Hashto. So how come in the Sefer we don't go Boser Hashto? Forget the din of Atzola. Why do we stam as they go Boser Hashto? And the Gemara answers that he's a Gavrik Taylor. Which is fine. The only thing, which is fine, except that it's hard to understand. What do the Gemara want? What's the Kashan of Chanina? After Gmadin? After Gmadin is no Ishtani. Like after Yediyah Sachet. That's still sure. Even if we say that after Gemadin, there could still be Hatzolah, but the Gemara's Toshma Mi Sefer is not addressing that Hatzolah part. I mean, if not for Rashi, I could have learned that it is. Maybe the Toshma Mi Sefer is a kashya from this new word that we invented about Hatzolah. The Gemara is saying, one second, you can't invent a word about Hatzolah. How come after Gemadin, there's no Hatzolah? The Gemara says, no, it's not true. After Gemadin, there's no Hatzolah, he's a garbage table. That would be fine, but Rashi not Mashma that way. And the Toshma Mi Sefer, Rashi, Toshma Tiyufta Mi Sefer. So Mashma is a kashya back of Chanino. He's not asking that a new word about Hatzolah. Hatzolah, we understand, is only playing when not after Gemadin. We're asking, we're going back to the issue of Ishtani. And we're saying, forget about Atzolo, but why don't we say Ishtani? And the Gemara answers, no Ishtani. There's no Ishtani after he's a Gavrik Taylor. Right? Not the end of the world. I don't think it's not a problem that I'm creating. But then we're still going to have the problem Well, it's the Mitzvah of Of course, after the Gemara Din, there's no Ishtani. The same way by a carbon, after the Yediyah Sachet, there's no Ishtani. Only before the Yediyah Sachet, not after the Yediyah Sachet. So the Pasha that his status can't change after the Gemara Din. What do the Gemara want from the Sefer? Yeah, so Nechanan will have to be Nitchak. The Gemara thought there could be Ishtani even after the Gemara Din. The Gemara's Mechadish, no, he's a Gabbard Taylor, is no longer in Ishtani. There's no longer in Ishtani. And Rashi in the Mishnah, yeah, it's the Emes, that likewise is not solely after the Gemara Din either. Yeah, I don't see a way out of that. Okay, fine. So that's it. That's what I wanted to move out today. Short shiur, but I think a lot happened in the shiur. And, yeah, so what's left of the Tosis, script of Tosis, and the Ender of Chaim.